In family law, we do try a lot of cases, and a lot of times we are trying a lot of temporary orders, and so we are in court a lot. And there are some smart technologies that have really come out and within really the past several years that can be effective in giving courtroom presentations, can also be effective outside of the courtroom too. So the whole purpose of today is really just to highlight some of those tools, some hardware, software applications that could be helpful. I work with Rick Robertson. I don't know if any of y'all know Rick. He is kind of the guru, I'm kind of sitting in for him. He's definitely the iPad man. So a lot of this is also focused on the iPad. Hopefully I can be iPad guy today, I guess. Everybody probably in this room has a smartphone. How many people are also working with a tablet or iPad, Galaxy, or anything like that? Okay, I'm assuming everybody else has a smartphone, though. The paper that I've put together has listed three of probably the top smartphones in the market right now and kind of given out some details on them. The first is the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. Is anybody using the Note 4? Nobody? But probably many people in here have an iPhone, right? Okay. Well, the Note 4 is actually a really great phone. It's got a great processor, great screen size, resolution. The biggest difference is it's got that stylus. I don't know if any of y'all remember the personal digital assistants back in the day, like the PDAs. It's kind of working off that. So if you do like that stylus, that's really the phone to go for. A lot of these phones are switching into this a terrible term. They call it phablets. I hate the term.